Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
I have a question about this. A question that involves logic.
Well, isn't that special?
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
It's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better.
I don't want to get off on a rant here, but this country's so in.
What's going on, everybody? BC Dodge virtually coming at you again today. And today I want to talk about food because Americans are obese. We know that, you know, it's obesity is a thing that we struggle with. Obesity, it's our kids are obese. We're obese. Diabetes, just everything. We all know it. But I want to talk about food today because the little secret about me that I don't typically like broadcast and share with everybody is that at one point in my life, I was like 400 pounds. And I'm not exaggerating. I really mean I was like 400 pounds. And I've had people see some photos that were taken at the time. I'm like, oh, you look like a big teddy. I can speak English. They were like, you look like a big cuddly teddy bear. And the truth is that I was fat. I was just fat. And when people see me now and they're like, oh, you used to weigh 400 pounds. How did you lose all that weight? Well, the truth is I didn't diet. I mean, I didn't really diet like per se. Like I'm like, oh, I'm going to Jenny Craig. No offense to Jenny Craig or anybody that does it, but that's not what I did. I didn't exercise. I didn't start going to the gym daily because, again, being honest and truthful, I got two bad knees. If I run from my front door to the end of the block, I'm laid up for the rest of the day with Advil and ice on my knees. And that's not, I don't put the Advil on my knees, of course, but, and that's the end of it for me is because I'm not an exercise guy. My knees really prohibit me. So if you've got any awesome exercises that are easy on my knees that I could do, feel free to hit me up and let me know. But that's the thing. So it wasn't really exercise and it wasn't like a diet. I didn't go to Weight Watchers. I just changed what I ate. And that was the big thing. And this isn't for everybody. And this video isn't for everyone. And this video, I'm not giving anybody life advice. I'm just telling you what worked for me and my body type and the way I function in life. So one of my biggest things that I have learned over the years is refined sugar. That white sugar that comes in the big, 5-pound bag. My body doesn't process that well at all. It really doesn't. And I've noticed that now, even now when I eat it, I tend to put on a couple of pounds. The pants get a little tighter. It just, my body just doesn't process it. And so the truth is that I've pretty much, for the most part, as much as I personally can, when I choose what I'm eating, I cut out refined sugar. Now, I have my coffee, but I'm using the turbine sugar. I'm using organic brown sugar. I'm not using that white processed sugar. And I've noticed, again, personal stories, not recommending this to anybody. I'm just telling you how my body functions. It just doesn't have the same effect. I don't feel bloated. My pants don't feel tighter. I don't put on weight. I'm just using the organic sugar. And the other thing I want to touch on real quick is, and again, personal preference here is gluten. I know that I started playing with gluten-free a couple of months back, and I feel better. I'm not 100% gluten-free. I still have some, like maybe one small piece a day or something like that. But I don't feel bloated all the time. I don't feel sluggish. I don't feel tired. I mean, I'm tired, but it's because I'm old. It's not because of the whatever I'm eating. I feel less tired. How about that? But I've learned that gluten and my body are not friends. Now, I know I need it because I actually spoke to a dietitian and she told me that there's these probiotics in your stomach that feed on gluten. And if you do, if you live a completely free gluten life, assuming you don't have celiacs, because then you have to. But if you're doing it by choice, there are microbes in your body that are going to eat you if you don't feed them. So you have to have a little bit of gluten. But again, you know, moderation and how you get it and stuff like that is fine. But for me, I'm learning that gluten-free is better. Organic sugar makes me feel better. And that is just about my 5 minutes. So thanks, everybody. Like, share, comment. You know the drill. You know how all this works. And until next time, please hit me up with your questions. I'm more than happy to answer anything you want to know. That's why I'm here. So until next time, peace.
The base of the Statue of Liberty to read, go the back to Catania.
Could it be Satan?
I have a very low tolerance level for stupid bullshit.
I'm having chest pain. Blow it out your...
Let's face it, we are a bunch of goofy...
Satan!
This has been a production of the Venn Network.